Welcome to Cheap Astronomy's Fantastic Physics Formulas. And this week it's the Einstein Velocity Addition Formula. The Einstein Velocity Addition Formula packs in a lot of terms. On one side of the equation, S equals, on the other side of the equation, V plus U, all divided by 1 plus, in brackets, V times U over C squared. There is a classical interpretation of velocity addition, where you imagine yourself on a sailing ship traveling at 20 kilometers an hour. Aboard your sailing ship, you've got a cannon that can fire a cannonball at 60 kilometers an hour. So, on your ship that's traveling at 20 kilometers an hour, imagine you now point the cannon forward and fire it. For you, the cannonball will just shoot forward at 60 kilometers an hour. But for someone watching from shore, the cannonball will shoot forward at 80 kilometers an hour, because for them, the velocity of the ship, 20 kilometers an hour, adds to the velocity of the cannonball, 60 kilometers an hour. This is how velocity addition works in the context of classical relativity. As far back as Galileo, people understood that the measured speed of a moving object will vary depending on the frame of reference from which that measurement is taken. So, if you're on the ship, the cannonball moves forward at 60 kilometers an hour. But if you're on land, the cannonball moves forward at 80 kilometers an hour. Both measurements are completely correct relative to their frame of reference. So, for classical relativity, S just equals V plus U, where V is the velocity of the cannonball with respect to the ship, and U is the velocity of the ship relative to the shore. And S, the sum of these two velocities, equals the velocity of the cannonball relative to the shore. So, why the heck does Einstein's law of velocity addition add in so many additional terms, where S equals V plus U, all divided by 1 plus V times U over C squared, where C is, of course, the velocity of light in a vacuum? In fact, C is the reason for these modifications. In a vacuum, light moves at the fastest speed that anything can move or be observed to move in our universe. So if you have a ship that moves at nearly the speed of light, and it has a cannon that fires cannonballs at nearly the speed of light, no one in any frame of reference is ever going to see those cannonballs moving forward at nearly twice the speed of light. That's just not possible. Nonetheless, Einstein's formula does still work in all real situations. So going back to the ship traveling at 20 kilometers an hour with a cannon that fires cannonballs at 60 kilometers an hour, the cannonball's speed from the shore, S, equals V, the velocity of the ball, plus U, the velocity of the ship, which is 80 kilometers an hour. But it's 80 kilometers an hour all divided by 1 plus 60 times 20, which is 1,201, all divided by C squared, where C is over a trillion kilometers an hour, and a trillion squared is a 1 with more than 18 zeros after it. So 1,201 divided by such an enormous number equals an exceedingly small number. So 1 plus an exceedingly small number pretty much equals 1. So S pretty much equals V plus U divided by 1, which means that S pretty much equals V plus U. That is how it will always work out when we use the velocities we are familiar with in our normal daily lives. But if the ship was moving at 90% of the speed of light, and the cannon could fire a cannonball at 90% of the speed of light, then everything changes. If we say that the speed of light, C, equals 1, then the velocity of the ship and the cannonball are both 0.9. Putting these in the formula means S equals 0.9 plus 0.9, all over 1 plus 0.9 times 0.9, which is 0.81. We then divide 0.81 by C squared, but since C is 1, C squared is also 1. So S just equals 0.9 plus 0.9, all over 1 plus 0.81, which means S equals 1.8 over 1.81, which works out to be about 0.99. In other words, S equals 99% of the speed of light. In fact, we can pull out all the stops by imagining that both the ship and the cannonball can move at the speed of light. This means that S equals C plus C, which is 2C, all over 1 plus C times C, all over C squared. Of course, C times C is C squared, so C times C all over C squared equals 1. So S equals C plus C, which is 2C, over 1 plus what works out also to be 1. In other words, S equals 2C over 2. In other words, S equals C. So it doesn't matter what velocity figures you plug into this equation. The answer will never exceed C, the speed of light in a vacuum. And if you still don't think algebra can be fun, maybe you should run through this podcast again.